אתם עם SBS בעברית. And we are joined now by Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Amit. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Let's begin with the opposition leader, Peter Dutton, on his visit to St Kilda Shul in Melbourne, where he addressed members of the Jewish community. Tell us more, Shane.
Sure. So opposition leader Peter Dutton addressed a packed St Kilda Shul in Melbourne the Friday before, telling the audience that the magnitude and the intensity of anti-Semitism which has emerged in Australia recently is shocking. As he arrived, a small group of Jewish pro-Palestine demonstrators waving a Palestinian flag protested outside the synagogue. Senator James Patterson introduced Dutton, telling the audience of more than 500 people that the Liberal Party stands with Israel and the Jewish community, not just when it is easy or popular, but when it is tough as well. He said, "We are not fair weather friends. We know the difference between a liberal democracy and a terrorist organization." Now, Dutton told the crowd that the events at the Sydney Opera House have shown there are people in our country who do not subscribe to our democratic values. He said, "We've seen some of them opposite the gates here today. People who have torn up the social contract, people who do not want to change for Australia, but want instead for Australia to change for them." The opposition leader called for a society-wide effort from parents, from educators, community leaders, and parliamentarians to reassert our cultural values. Dutton also told the AGN in an exclusive interview, he said, "It should be clear to all Australians, from the Prime Minister down, that we wouldn't treat any segment of our society in a way that the Jewish community is being treated at the moment." He also criticised the government's moves to potentially recognise a Palestinian state, although he doesn't believe they will actually go and do it. He said the government has done significant damage to the relationship with Israel, but it's important to note that Israel has shared intelligence with us in the past, and I hope and pray in the future they'll continue to do so, because it's kept our interests safe from Al-Qaeda and other terror networks. And he said he isn't guided by the numbers of people in different groups in the community when determining matters of moral clarity like this. St Kilda Shul's Rabbi Yaakov Glusman, who invited Dutton, said the synagogue is apolitical, but invites political leaders from both main parties. And he said the community's reception to Mr Dutton's visit was incredible. He spoke powerfully about the evils of anti-Semitism and Australia's need to support Israel as one of its most important allies.
And that's Peter Dutton on his visit to St Kilda Shul last week. And in other headlines, and demonstrators at Sydney University with an anti-Israel protest similar to the one we saw at Columbia University in the United States, just on a smaller scale.
Yeah, so after we went to print, there was a lot going on at Sydney University. Of course, the ugly anti-Israel demonstrations that began at New York's Columbia University and spread across the US in the last few days, all over the US, have made their way to Australia, with a mob setting up at the University of Sydney this week, pretty much on the Anzac Day itself and the day before. Demonstrators flew banners reading "Columbia First, University of Sydney Next, and Free Gaza, and also From the River to the Sea," while chanting, and this has been recorded on social media, on video footage, the crowd shouting, "Intifada, Intifada, long live the Intifada."
Wow.
The Australian Jewish Association called it the ugly face of Jew hatred in 2024. Green Senator David Shoebridge, who visited the protest and enthusiastically tweeted in support of the demonstrators throughout Tuesday evening, told ABC Radio on Wednesday morning, "I went down and showed solidarity and supported the protests that were driven by students." A University of Sydney communications spokesperson on Wednesday said, "Some of you may be aware that last night a protest encampment was set up on the university's front lawns on our Camperdown Darlington campus. A wide range of views and perspectives exist among our community, and as always, we remain committed to the right of protesters to assemble peacefully and express their views. And equally, we have zero tolerance for any form of racism and threats to safety and hate speech or intimidation. The University of Sydney has been a hotbed of anti-Israel activity since the October 7 Hamas massacres. Recently, two Tel Aviv University academics were locked in a room with protesters during an international study fair. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rifkin posted on X on Wednesday morning, "The scenes from Columbia, Yale and Harvard should horrify Australian vice chancellors, education ministers, academics and students. When you indulge those who support terrorism and treat anti-Semitism as a lesser form of racism, this is what happens." He added, "If we don't take back our public spaces and institutions and banish this medievalist ideology, there will be irreparable damage to our education system and to our society."
And you can read more about it on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. And moving on to some news from Melbourne and back to St Kilda, where a wall with some posters of Israeli hostages was defaced. What happened, Shane?
Yes, so in Melbourne, most people would have been watching what's happening on this mural wall in St Kilda. There's been a to-and-fro struggle over a wall of Gaza hostage posters that have broken out in St Kilda. The wall was defaced by pro-Palestinians supporters last Monday, restored the very next day by members of the Jewish community, and then defaced again on Thursday. The posters were torn down and replaced with a large Free Palestine slogan after dark following the destructive protests. Around 60 members of the Jewish community plus political leaders gathered at the wall on the Tuesday afternoon following and put the posters back up. Zionist Federation of Australia CEO Ellen Casuto said, "What we saw overnight was a group of radicals vandalise this wall, to face it and allow no room for an alternative voice." He said, "The message here is that Jewish lives, the lives of Israeli hostages, don't matter and you can deface them. And that's not on." He told the crowd that they were there to reclaim the wall and put up back up the faces of our brothers and sisters who are hostage in tunnels in Gaza. Caulfield MP David Southwick said these extremists seek to intimidate the community through the darkness of night. "They are gutless cowards," he said. Since then, security cameras on a pole were installed to make sure that anyone who defaced the murals again would be hopefully identified. After the speeches, everyone joined in putting the hostage posters back up and writing personal messages of support for them on the wall. And following the second round of overnight defacement on Thursday, as I mentioned, security measures have been put up, and the latest is the most recent vandalism has been painted over again with a moving portrait of the Bibas family being taken into captivity in Gaza with the slogan, "Let my people go." So look, we'll see what happens at that site, but a lot of activity in the last week.
And again, the question people may raise is, where is the extra security and why police or other organizations are not taking the extra steps to prevent those incidents from happening?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got another related story in our Melbourne edition only last week, not just on security, but also on women's, you know, the concerns of Jewish women in particular. And we have the Victorian Premier, Jacinda Allen. She was visibly affected at a meeting held with women from the Jewish community who talked to her about their experiences of anti-Semitism. So she heard all of it, and she got very emotional as well. She took lots of notes, and she told the women at the end that there were a number of issues with Victoria Police and the Chief Commissioner. She said, "But there is an underlying deep vein of disrespect and intimidation running under this, and it's clearly being inflicted on the Jewish community." So she said, "There is a deep question, certainly for us in government, but very much as a community in terms of how we respond to that, because we've lost the ability to have a difference of opinion, but still be friends." The Premier told the women that the conversation was a powerful one and the issues raised are something the federal government is grappling with. She said, "There's a lot of reflection in terms of what we do next. But she said, I've heard loud and clear your demand and what your expectations are from us.
Okay, I think it's now time to move to some good news, Shane. Any good news on this week's edition?
Yeah, there's always...
There must be.
Always some good news. There's
Go for it, yeah.
Two things. This one's in Perth, actually. Perth Carmel School hosted a moving ceremony on April 16 to honour the late Dutch couple, Johan and Adriana Hendrika van Ruijgeek. I hope I pronounced that right. They were recognised back in 2021 as righteous among the nations. And so this special ceremony was held in the presence of some of their descendants and their families in Australia. In 1942, German-born Jew Walter Fein, then 39, was assisted into hiding by the Dutch resistance and welcomed by the van Ruijgeeks to reside in the attic of their home in Berwick, at great risk to them and their daughter if they were caught. Fein stayed there until Holland was liberated in May 1945, when the Germans came to search the house. Whenever they did, he'd put the linen in a drawer and climb onto the roof. During that time, the couple also enabled an older Jewish man, Elkan Barend Muller, to reside in the attic too. Both survived as a result. And after the war, they kept in touch with the couple and visited them often. When Fein asked them why they'd hidden him, they'd replied, because you need us. So this special event was also attended by Executive Council of Australian Jewry people, and there was a video cross to Israeli ambassador to Australia, Maimon, who also said a few words.
Okay, Shane Zyatnik from the Australian Jewish News. I believe we still have to eat a few more days of matzahs.
Yeah, we're going to still eat matzah for a couple more days yet.
Still Passover, so enjoy the last few matzahs. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much. A pleasure.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.